Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Tonight's an exceptional night. Yes, it is Friday Eve, the weekend. Can you smell that? That's the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm looking forward to it, excited about it. I enjoy my weekends after a long week's worth of work. But tonight, man, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, if you should so happen to be listening in online and you desire to call in, do a piece of poetry for tonight's topic, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, by all means, please press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average?
Tell them why.
You can be raw.
R-A-W.
I got mine. You got yours?
And I need more.
Yeah, I need more, too.
I need more.
Speaking of For Real the Poet, ladies and gentlemen, the guy who happens to own, produce, make such these fine jewels and gems called Raw Links, happens to be the CEO of this fine network called Epiphany Radio, one For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox. Hit him up, get you some Raw Links, or how about say thank you for Epiphany Radio?
A thank you goes a long way.
Thank you definitely goes a long way. Now, man, I don't know about y'all, but we let y'all know this topic already. I went live, and I told y'all what the topic was. But since you're here, and maybe you haven't heard it, J-Rob the Wise Son, my brother, would you please let everyone know what tonight is all about?
Tonight is about the fact that I got so much troubles on my mind. I want you to take a think about that. Look at the state of our country. Look at our communities. I got so much trouble on my mind. Y'all can take that any way you want it, but there's a piece of poetry in that line. And we want to know, how did you and your pen respond to that when we say, I got so much trouble on my mind? And I'm dying to hear what you outstanding poets have come up with.
I can't wait. I'm ready, bro. I'm ready. You ready, Jay?
I'm so ready. So ready. Are you ready?
Man, I'm ready.
Well, I got to ask this question because I don't remember. Who kicked off the show last week?
I believe it was I, good sir. I believe it was I.
It was you. So then that would thusly mean that I am to kick off the show this week.
That is correct, Amundo.
Well, if that is the case, then please, Ben, allow me to tell everyone, why I got so much trouble on my mind.
The mic is yours. Go ahead and get on down.
My man. With all this going on, where should I begin? Do I talk about this melanated genocide ride we've been on since? Crack pipes or needle to the skin? Or maybe I should tell y'all how racism hasn't seen a fade. But take a look at all that lactose resistance over Roe versus Wade. I mean, where's the outcry? What happened to all those marches? What happened to all those people who told all those lies about us being equal as a people? Or was I bugging? Because I thought I heard someone say Black Lives Matter, but after another 60 shots hit a running man, not enough of y'all's skin, but then again, what's the matter? Maybe he should have been running backwards. Maybe we should listen to one another. cut out all this sensitive shit and hear one another. Maybe we should go after the character of the gun manufacturer. Because in my hood, it's a sticky situation that guns and drugs hold hands with genocidal obliteration. We went from singing what's going on to asking what's going on while the band plays on. And when it comes to us and our community destruction, it seems like all around we just keep singing the same old song. So tell me something. If you're so thugged out and it's all about you, how many of your victims didn't look like you? So tell me, what do I do? Since I don't have a plan, but I do know damn well that I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I should never have to run from a black man. I shouldn't be concerned with red lights and blue badges that look like Officer Overseer, when in some eyes you'll know it ain't right. That to these dudes, we're already dead people on sight. And even the screams of another crying mother, we've already seen these demented kids bent on killing us, but when are we going to remove the target and stop aiming at each other? There's just too many names of the deceased whose family tears begin to water graveyard silent cemetery grass. How about you just be the change? Because enough is enough. Why don't you get your mind right and try focusing on us? Because I got so much troubles on my mind. When does it stop? Poem.
Bro. There is so much to unpack in this piece. So much. First, let me start by saying what a dynamite piece by my brother, J. Rob the Wise Son. What a dynamite piece. You definitely talk about the climate of today and yesterday and present day. So, my brother, I salute you and your pen. And may I just point out a couple of lines that really got to me. My brother said, "What was I bugging? Because I thought I heard someone say Black Lives Matter, but after another 60 shots hit a running black man, not enough of y'all are asking, what's the matter? Maybe he should have run backwards." Let that sink in. Thank you, J-Rob.
It's a pretty heavy thing to what's happening out there right now, man. And this just really touched me real quick. And that's what the pen put together. So I'm thankful that you dug where I was taking this piece, man. So thank you for that. I'm not trying to have all this kind of fun by myself. And no, you can't go to the Get Down dance floor.
You sure? So, you sure?
No, not yet. No. We got some work to do. Like that song that all says, right. I got work to do. So, Ben, I need a favor, though. I need a favor.
What's up, man?
I need a favor.
Absolutely. Anything for you, my brother.
Cool. My favorite brother, I need you to step up to that microphone and tell these people why you got so much trouble on your mind and get on down.
Appreciate you, bro. I got troubles on my mind because when I leave this earth, I'm leaving my children behind to deal with the world leveled with hate. Their skin color is a problem at any rate. But one of my seeds joined me in death after being shot 60 times. Unload, reload, keep emptying the clip 90 times. Color is not a death sentence. Or will I have to place flowered memorials in remembrance just because someone decides to take the innocent lives of children? That's when I realize I got troubles on my mind. And racial issues aren't hard to find, or even pit men against women. Overturn Roe v. Wade just because you could? When will humanity be enough instead of power and wealth? Bang, bang, bang is all I hear. Is it one of my family I fear? This isn't what the walk across Selma was for, or even the outcome of the Civil War. Yet we are still not free. Mind shackled, but more lies and propaganda, see. The images that run through your mind haven't even gotten to the finish line, and we are not blind. We see the amount of disdain, Russians. While we try to hold on to our emotions, are we being slaughtered? Yes, we're being slaughtered like cattle. But every possible thing the world throws at us to dismantle our black pride. I'm here to tell you we will not be subdued, but override your ignorance, which is bliss. Don't patronize me with that bullshit forehead kiss. Our ancestors have given us the blueprints to erase the troubles on our minds. So today, I'm consciously speaking my mind. Poem.
Yo, man.
Yes, sir, bro.
I don't know if you was deliberate with what you put to paper or how conscious you was when you were writing this. This took me a couple of places. This took me a couple of places because eloquently stated how you're concerned for your children. Who's going to join you? To deal with a world level with hate and their skin color is a problem at any rate. Will one of my seeds join me in death after being shot 60 times? Unload, reload, unload, reload. Keep emptying my clip 90 times. My skin color is not a death sentence. Man, my skin color is not a death sentence? Will I have flowers memorial remembrance because someone decides to take innocent lives of children? And that's when I realized I got troubles on my mind. God damn. And please excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse my French, Van. Oh, my God. Wow. That right there, family. That right there, that's that poetry, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
That's why we write what we write when we write what we write. Wow. Wow.
Appreciate you, brother.
Overly impressed. Overly impressed. So, yeah, man. I have a funny feeling tonight's show is going to be one of those nights. It's going to be one of those nights. And what better way kick it off than something so poignant as what you just brought to the table. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready.
Thank you,
I need to get a seat belt for this.
I appreciate
one.
The kind words. And, you know.
It's all you, bro. So, whew, thank you. This is, I'm feeling this. I'm even more hyped now after hearing that piece. You know how I get when I hear something that you do that really, you know, churns my blood. So, yeah. Yeah.
Likewise, my brother. Likewise. Dope. But listen, man. Listen, we could do this. You know how we do. We could do this all night, just you and I. But, brother, we have a whole slew of callers, poets, ready to share the troubles on their mind. And I, for one, have been waiting for us to get here tonight so that we can release into the atmosphere our troubles that we have on our mind, hoping that we can bring about some type of change. So, brother, if
yes,
you're
sir.
Ready, we can open up these mics and hear what these poets have to say, because I'm excited.
I'm hyped. Let's get it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, First on the mic tonight, we have Epiphany Radio's own one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. She is Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob.
Hey, Adrian. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what's happening? What is happening? How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you. I'm back home in my own spot. Feels good.
I'm very happy you're home safe. Very happy.
You're home.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Yeah. You guys
very
had a
happy.
Great start to me.
Hey, listen, I do whatever Van tells me to do, so if it resonated with y'all, then we're going to have a great evening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of radiating, Jay, Ms. VIP, we're gonna get right to it. You got so much troubles on your mind.
Absolutely.
But let me and Jay get out the way. Come on, Jay, back up, man.
He always stepping on me.
Come on, man, move back. Just move back.
I'm
Ms.
at
VIP.
The wall.
All right.
Stop.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. Ms. VIP, go ahead and get on down.
Well, thank you. I got so much trouble on my mind. People are killing us just for sport. Roe v. Wade gets overturned. People thinking they could tell women and children what to do in cases of rape, incest, or ectopic pregnancy, they cannot abort. I got so much trouble on my mind. Climate change is happening. The universe is in heat. People polluting in the oceans, trash in the street. Now there's a hole in the ozone to do something. Using fossil fuels is at an all-time high. They're non-renewable sources. We have to change. One or a few people can't do it alone. I got so much trouble on my mind, I can't sleep at night. People playing loud music, racing their cars up and down the road, tires squealing, people screaming, arguing. Drugs are so easy to be found. Needles, condoms flood the streets. People overdosing daily. Sometimes it's too late by the time Narcan comes around. I got so much trouble on my mind. The homeless numbers increase every day. Coming to cars begging for change, they say. My granddaughter is so sad their lives are so hard, she wants to help them. I tell her the United States keeps helping other countries but can't take what's in their own backyard. I got so much trouble on my mind. What happened to unity? Black lives matter. All lives matter, but why are there still sundown neighborhoods? There needs to be more gun controls, but it's not the guns. It's the people who use them. Racism is so blatant. Why the hate? The KKK may as well remove their hoods. We know who they are. I got so much trouble on my mind. Peace and quiet I need to find. I have to go within because the world isn't getting any better. But I am determined to win, and that's that peace.
That is poetry.
Why, son, go ahead.
Listen, I know she's one half of the Erotic Zone, but this is that kind of poetry I like hearing from you. This is that shit that I love hearing from you. You got that in you. You got this in you. And I'm so glad you brought that tonight. Woo! I'm so glad you brought that tonight.
Well, thank you. I am too.
Because, man, she be like, no, I ain't got nothing for that type of a topic. I want to go back to talking dirty to people. And then she called with this.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
This woman is talented.
Yeah.
She's shy, she bashful, but bro, in the right circumstances and situation, her pen is like, let's show these two guys what we're talking about. We got this. Let's go. Let's go. Come on.
Right. Right. Right.
Absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
Absolutely beautiful. And don't mind me going overboard. I just happen to like these kind of pieces when you're in a particular zone, and I dig this from you. So please excuse me. Please excuse me. I'm
right.
A fan. Please excuse me. I just love this
you
program.
Know,
Van Metals, I'm so sorry for taking up
you
so
know,
much time.
Excuse me. No, you're fine, bro. You're fine, bro. I just need to quote a gentleman who's not so popular right now for some recent actions, but that right there, that's how you come through to get down. That's how you spit that poetry. That right there, you do that.
That's how you spit. From now on, you're gonna get down. That's how you spit.
I had to release my inner Will Smith. You know, some of y'all don't know that reference if you haven't seen Bad Boys, but I had to release it. But this was truly, truly an exquisite piece of poetry from you, because you talked about some real issues. You know, when you talked about needles and condoms in the street, I grew up in the projects. That's real. You bring back some memories with your piece of what the hood looked like. And I'm proud of being from the hood. I'm telling everybody I'm from Lexington Terrace Project,
right,
Baltimore
right.
City. They ain't there anymore because they gentrified them and tore them all down. But, yeah, whatever. It's still Lexington Terrace Project to me. But this was a dynamite piece. This was very well written, very well spoken, and your content on this was phenomenal. That's right, draw my words back.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing that. Thank you for bringing that. Whew, man, my God.
Absolutely.
Now, before we get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, would you do us the honor of letting us know what you got going on the Epiphany Radio Network?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, La Pearl Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And the topic, of course, is not known as of yet, but when y'all come through, it's always a good time. And if I may, I'd like to thank my diva, Queen Simmons, for coming through and, you know, standing in for us, sister. I appreciate it, because that was a phenomenal show last night. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. That was an amazing show last night. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Remind me to reach out to ask them who came up with that topic, because I need to high five whoever came up with that topic, because that show was very entertaining, very educational. It was enlightening for some people. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the archives right here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, CastBox. Yeah, that's right. We're in all of those spaces. Radio, you can on whatever platform pleases you. But phenomenal show last night, and I can't wait till this coming Wednesday. So, but right now, Ms. VIP,
yeah, I'm back.
You got to get over to the down dance floor. Are you ready?
I am ready. I am.
All right, get on over there. And remember to take your socks off.
Baby.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP. Catch her Wednesday right here on Epiphany Radio. Same call-in number, same web number or web login, if you will. Man, she got me so hyped, man. I'm so amped, man. We ready to keep this party going, bro?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Before I open this next call, is Mike J. You have to share.
Yes, Van.
You have to share. Okay.
Yes, Van.
Sharing. We learned at young age that sharing is caring. Okay.
Yes, Van.
All right. Next artist on the mic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mother of Dragons.
Hello.
Hey, Mother of Dragons. How are
you? How
you
doing?
Hello, Mother.
Good. Hello.
I have to play nice this evening, and I can't hog
that's
you
right.
all to myself.
That's right. He cannot. He has to share.
Good evening, Mother.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Get Down,
doing?
Mother.
Tonight
Thank is a
you.
Very good night, Mother. Thank you
doing
so
good,
much
doing
for
good.
Coming through.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I can't believe that he gets to usher you to the stage. I can't believe this.
I ain't do nothing. Mother.
Yes.
Oh, Mother. Oh,
yes.
Mother. Thank you so much
yes.
for coming onto the Get Down this evening. I truly do appreciate you. But because I don't want to get in trouble with the station manager, can I ask you a very important question?
Yes.
If you got so much trouble on your mind, would you mind stepping to the mic and get on down?
Yes.
I have other questions, but I don't want to hog your time because I might get in trouble at the station.
Are
if
you
your
ready?
Piece, if your piece is locked and loaded, would you please
yes.
go ahead and get on down?
Yes. The gun is cocked and loaded, and I'm ready to release my troubles. I got troubles on my mind. And as my troubles manifest, with putting others first, neglecting my own happiness, just like Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man, my troubles have landed. And it always is saying that I clearly think that says that the one that stands in front of the gun is totally set free. And should I tell you, and if I should tell you, it's not my concern, and you win some and you lose some, but I've lost and if I learned. And in this journey of loving, when I seemed to get burned, and I remember how many visions became clearer as I wished I could kiss your lips when you were near me. And my heart has healed, and my mind and my heart are at war. Thoughts that I should have let go, or maybe I should have kept on. And maybe in this chamber, the negligee for these niggas, when I should have donned it for King, putting it down, but not being fulfilled. Years of wasted. And when I manifested into this goddess and realized who I really am, I had to get that go girl out and get it off my chest. The trouble that's on my mind now is the crown that I'm about to don. Sitting on my throne and saying Mother is truly home. And I transformed into Aurora. And now the storm is coming. That's that piece.
Oh, you know I love the X-Men reference. But there's a line that you said in this piece. J-Rob C said, wearing negligees for niggas when she should have donned them for kings. Bruh. Did you hear
That's
that?
My line. That,
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Mother of Dragons.
That's my joint right there.
Yeah,
if you could do me a favor.
Yes.
I need you to post this in the event page, but if you don't want to post it, I understand, but post that line.
Yeah, I can do that.
I just got hit on the event page. A sister hit me. She said that was real deep and within my soul. Mm. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Did they call you Yimmy Ya? Oh, no. They must be calling you Osho. Mm. Yeah, she.
My favorite, movie.
Yeah.
Mine too. I'll go for
mine too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's Van's favorite too.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Don't downplay. Yeah. Don't downplay.
Yeah, he likes Love Jones too.
I do.
But
I do. My favorite movie.
This is a fire piece. Fire piece.
Thank
I loved
you.
It.
Thank you. I just wrote it. So the words I kind of got tongue twisted a little bit, but once again, y'all challenged me to a poem that I needed to write. Yeah.
So we did a good thing, is what you're saying. We did something good today.
You did.
See, man? See? We did something good.
Y'all did something great. You did something great day. Great topic day. Great topic. But.
Yeah.
This is. Great topic.
Mother Dragon.
Great topic.
You know we got to send you to the dance floor. Huge hit.
Yes, and I will be waiting. I'll be waiting all night long for y'all to come on.
Yes.
Y'all. I'm sorry. I was supposed to say that out loud. My bad. I was not supposed to say that out loud. Please ignore me. I was not supposed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. My God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Van, you know, I mean nothing by that, brother. That was a slip.
I didn't even mean to say
nothing, bro.
Right. It's okay.
Mother Dragons. That wasn't even me talking. I'm just sorry.
We're going to get you to the dance floor. We will join you at the conclusion of the show.
Yes.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and
bye,
gentlemen, babe. On her way.
Bye.
There you go. On her way to the Get Down Dance Floor is Mother Dragons. Oh, man. Two poets in, man, and they is killing it, man. Oh, my
bro.
God. Oh, my God.
Bro, she said, I wore negligee for niggas instead of king. Oh, my God.
Right,
you know
right,
how powerful
right.
a line that is? Again, man, I wish I wrote that first.
Yeah, man. Ooh, God. All right. Let's keep this party going, shall we? Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a knight, but we do have a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence is in the building. What's good with you, Sir Lawrence? Sir Lawrence, are you muted?
Yes.
You here?
Yes, that was.
What happened, sir?
Oh, okay. What's up, sir?
What it is.
How you feeling, bro?
I finally caught you again.
Yes, you are. Welcome to the Get Down.
Yeah, let me get these mics set up right over here. I'm switching stuff everywhere. Is that better?
There you go.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here we go. Now I'm ready. Gentlemen, so what's really going on, man? I heard Roe versus Wade at least 4 times already.
Mm.
Very true.
Mm.
It's a hot button topic.
Hot. is a hot button topic, and seems to be one that's really bothering people.
Yeah, it's a lot tacked on to that too, though, really.
Very much so.
You know, because you know, just want to throw a little nugget out on the table. You know, because you can't discount annihilation.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got that on the table. And I think that's another, you know, if I was worried about annihilation, I would hurry up and say, maybe. Well, you know, we might as well go and do it Roe versus Wade, because we are already, our numbers are already dwindling. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
You told the truth. You know, remember what Planned Parenthood was supposed to be about, but the reverse has taken place.
Yeah, that's true enough.
In her original doctrine, she said she wanted to keep black women from giving birth to black babies.
Yeah.
So look at how the opposite has got a lot of people in blue states scared.
That's the real pandemic. If you just want to be talking about something, you know, that's a real pandemic.
Come on, man. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's just a lot. It's a lot, man. It's just a lot. This mix right here, man, the only thing I can say really and truly, man, is just don't run out of butter for the popcorn. That's all I can say.
There you go. Do not. Because it's going to be a show.
Man, I'm talking about we going to double and triple features in this mug, man. And then speaking of which, stop watching these shows for entertainment because they dropping nuggets, but ain't nobody paying attention to the nuggets being dropped.
Agreed. Totally agree.
Indeed, good brother. Now, he said something, Jay. He said nuggets being dropped. He said that, right? That's what I heard. You heard that? I know I heard.
That's exactly what he said.
All right. Sir Lawrence, my brother.
Sir.
We know you got nuggets in your pieces, and we know you got troubles on your mind. So me and Jay going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this piece here, I'm attacking, I'm attacking food and what's really going on. The title of this piece is called Turf Wars. When we eat what's natural, we are given a name. Anything else? We are participating in a food game. Like putting together an erector set. Use a substance, add mechanics. Name it roller food. What they call a hot dog can roll above 140 degrees indefinitely. So say the food safety inspector. Haptics. Assaulting our senses with colors, imagery, and positioning. Invisible hands reaching, pulling, like a flea's hunger for a dog. Inside those bags and boxes, we find chemical inducements for taste buds, overloaded excitement, sprinkled with triggers that bypass the brain and we don't wonder why we can't stop. Like opening that box on the way home, or that third bag before you realize you just finished two. We are a living, breathing placebo. The sellers understand, but we don't. Who is the drug dealer? Who is the junkie? All the gang leaders gather, divvying up the turf by designing a food triangle, color-coded, telling us what we should eat and when, then convince us to eat an animal that eats protein, you know, following their daily allowance, and to ensure their tank. We configured math like God already agreed. Chicken sandwiches with their special sauce got you fighting their turf wars instead of asking. With all the chicken houses and grocery stores, where is all this chicken coming from? We are being taken further and further away from the natural order. Microwaves upgraded to air fryers. Plastic surplus made to look and taste like food. Now that we've accepted a natural. All this called selling the convenience, like the dealers pre-portioned bags. Now that the Most High is out of the way. Sir Lawrence.
Why, son?
You did something here. I can remember some years ago there was a documentary about food in America and how it gets from point A to the supermarket to your plate. And it talked about who controls it. Because it went from being all these farmers to being controlled by a couple of corporations. It used to be run by families. Now it's a corporate thing because they have what's called the food supply chain, be it beef, chicken. We talked to Frank Perdue prior to his death. And after his death, they showed the slow demise of black farmers. Yet they talked about how important these guys are to the economy, to the population. And in hearing this piece, you brought me right back to that conversation and to that PBS special that's kind of scary to watch, but truthful at the same time because you're right. There's a group of people pulling strings that manipulate like they used to do in the 60s, manipulate what people eat, what people drink. And the biggest word in consumer is consume.
Mm-hmm.
And your piece, your piece punched that whole thing right in the face and said, look at me. Yeah. That hit home.
Right on.
That really hit home.
Right on.
Poetic.
Yo, man. Yo, Sir Lawrence. Hey, man, let me get a number one, no pickles, no onions. Let me get a large fry. Add some ketchup. Let me get a sweet tea too. Man, this piece made me hungry, bro.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because the way they got it set up, man, food ain't nothing but propaganda, man.
Man.
If you ain't growing your own, it's propaganda, man.
Yeah, you're right. You just gotta, man, it's peace, man. You just gotta be careful, man. You know, we gotta be more aware, more alert, right? And this is one of those kind of pieces that really makes you want to focus in and hone in on some things. But it ain't doing nothing for my hunger, though, bro. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. You know, 9:55 at night when I'm going to be going to bed soon and I'm all hungry.
Big.
Nah, but it's all good, though, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for coming through, you know, and doing what you do, Sir Lawrence, because the piece is amazing, bro.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
You ready to get out there on that dance floor, bro, and do the Cupid Shuffle? Or you got a mean two-step that you're trying to get through?
The two-step, man, speaking of which, you know, I had some company the other night, man, and the music was playing, and I went back down memory lane,
and
I used to practice with the doorknob.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whew. Don't tell nobody else that, man. You're giving away our secrets, man. Don't tell nobody else.
Give away the secrets.
Yeah, man, come on.
Let me go on mute.
All right, my brother. What love,
Mike?
Stop snitching.
There it is. What love, man. All right,
ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Sir Lawrence, going to the Get Down dance floor. Hey, man, we're going to move from Sir Lawrence, man. Y'all in for a treat tonight, y'all. Y'all in for a treat because we got the CEO of Raw Links, but also the CEO of Epiphany Radio, as he likes to say. Author Larry Maddox, for real, the poet Douglas. What it do, baby, baby?
What it do, baby, baby? What it do, Vance Meadows?
What's happening,
J-Rob,
big
the
boss,
wife,
man?
Son? What did you do, J-Rob?
What's happening, big boss man?
Hey, man, y'all got it going up in here. The vibe is up high, turned up. And, man, y'all got me shaking over here, man, because I've been feeling it since you guys opened up the show with your poetry, man. Man, it's a deep topic, man, and it touches me spiritually, man. It just touches me, man.
Thank you.
Good to hear, bro. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you for making sure that we got the space to do these kinds of things, man. I don't know if you hear thank you enough, but let us say thank you once more.
Hey, thank you, man. All thanks given to the Most High for making it all possible, man, because you guys are, you know, all are called, but a few are chosen. So,
yes, sir.
Check the back of your neck if I label on it. You know,
yes, sir.
All of us, check the back of your neck. Some of them might say chosen, and some of them might say, you know. That's that piece, man. You guys are doing what you were meant to do. Okay?
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you
appreciate
for that.
Appreciate you guys, man. So, yeah,
wise
man.
Son.
Hey.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Boss man,
yes.
I happen to have the honor of doing two things.
Yes, sir.
Tonight's topic is called I Got So Much Trouble on My Mind. And because I know who I'm talking to, I would love for you to expound on this topic your own special way. And would you please step to the microphone and get on down?
Yes. Get on down, I shall. Thank you. Troubles. Troubled mind. I got so much trouble on my mind. I'm walking with a heavy heart through mud and murk chained to circumstance indirectly. Hard to walk through this earth, but still I continue to traverse through this dirt, dragging what my father carried and his father before he, when they sang a biography full of tales of enslavement and inhumanity, still shackled to a history forced upon me. See, there should have been a wall placed around Africa, miles high, leagues deep to protect us against thee and the blood songs that they sang. Oh, say, can you see? But across the waters, there were no borders to keep us safe from our enemies, who picked us like ripe fruit from majestic trees. We were piled on ships like cargo, hauled in after fishing and carried across rough seas. From seas to shining seas, they seized us. They seized us from seas to shining seas. They seized us. And the rock is red there. And we had so much trouble on our minds as a people, see. They sang about freedom, but not for us, though, see. They sailed in brightness while we were seized and stacked in darkness, bought and sold like gold. We were used in this country, tis of thee, as currency. Stock we became in a market. They still collect the dividends for in Wall Street. We ain't free. Branded we still be. A social security number follows me. I've been sold over and over again, but they no longer check my teeth like they once did horses to see if we be healthy. Trouble? I got trouble on my mind. So much trouble on my mind. See, today they poison me. They piss pus-filled infections into our waters and deliver to our markets tainted meats. You're good until you reach 50. Remember Tuskegee? That song that they sang? That song? I remember the inoculations they gave to me as a baby. Said that it would prevent disease. How trusting. Bullshit. Trickery, another broken record. You good until you reach 50. Dated expiration to remove your body parts. Remove and sell before 53. On a label we can't see. Branded we still be. A social security number follows me. Certificate of birth catalogs me. State ID shows whether you're light or dark-skinned meat. Butchers have become police who take down their prey with strangleholds and deliver life-ending pressure holds on the backs of already wounded people with their knees. Horns from discarded corpses sit on mantelpieces like trophies. Blood-stained streets, yellow tape, white chalked outlinings. Black souls drifting, no more rope, but they still lynching me. Gave God to me, gave their God to me, then went against every word in the book that they gave to me to read. Every God-given commandment given by thee. I'm walking with a heavy heart through mud and murk, chained to circumstance, created in his image. Their image appears more like Satan's, that fallen angel. They wear designer halos. Given in secrecy, you can buy your way into heaven. They believe the right price will get you a presidency. One that will make this country great again. If you can get rid of them, all of them, starve all of them, build a wall around all of them, open doors that lead down corridors and halls once hidden, there sits Damien and all his racist friends. I got so much trouble on my mind. They are all perched in a White House with they should be wearing prison orange and straitjackets. They crazy. I'm walking through the mud and murk with a heavy heart, chained to circumstance indirectly. Hard to walk through this earth, but still I continue to traverse. With a mic in my hand and a brazen voice, hoping one day that we can all sing together again. That my people can sing together again to those African drums again. In the fields of plantations, we bled together. We sang together in unity, unified as one, as one. Now can we sing together? Put it all back together, that black on black love. Can we sing that shit together? Together, can we sing that shit together? Those songs we once sang together, can we sing together? As a people, I'm walking with a heavy heart through mud and murk, and I got so much trouble on my mind. For real.
Claps, snaps, the whole nine yards for this piece right here.
He's a bad boy, though.
There was power.
He was a bad
in
boy.
Every single line he spit.
He was a bad boy.
Bruh.
He was a bad boy. This right here,
This right here, this is that joint. Pardon me, I had to get some water because my mouth went dry. Man, listen, this is one of those hype pieces that gets your adrenaline running, gets you pumped, and gets you like, yeah, spit that. Tell that truth. That cat is hitting it.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Thank you, my brothers. Dynamic,
poetic,
bro. Dynamic. Dynamic ink. Dynamic spit. I'm going to be biased right now and say I love the piece. And I don't care who don't like it. But I wasn't ready for you to stop. I was not ready for the piece to end. I was ready to continue hearing the powerful lines that you were spitting, reminding us of everything that our people been through and still going through. When my man said, remember Tuskegee? You remember that song? Yo.
I honestly thought you were going to make mention of the Mr. Softy truck, because that song that's played, that's a very racist song from the early 1920s. That's still played today.
Yep.
Mm.
Wow. It's phenomenal ink, bro.
Wow.
You're amazing.
Hey, thank you.
You're amazing, bro.
Hey,
and,
man, you know what? Both of y'all just gave me something. If I can, in my remembrance, J-Rob, I'm going to add that up in there about that song, along with that line. And, Zent Van, since you wanted to hear more, I'm a send it off with some fireworks. I'm going to end that piece with that. I'm going to continue that. So thank you, man. It's a piece I've never done before. I've written this quite some time ago. I think before I wrote No More Rope, I wrote this piece, but I never spit it. And it just fit from what you guys were, you know, the way you started to show off. So I just kind of tightened it up a little bit and added some stuff through there. But, you know, this type of program, with this type of theme, it really hypes me up. And I can get, you know, it gets me really emotional. So I was tripping up over here. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I was tripping over myself and the words because it was, you know, I'm attached to some of these lines about the songs that we sang as a people. And the songs that they sang to us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing for sure, we need to get our shit together and learn those same songs that we once sang. We don't know the message that's hidden in between the drum beats no more.
Right.
When the drums go towards us. You know what
Come
I'm saying?
On,
our people don't recognize the sound of the drums no more, man. Come on, let's be real. They don't recognize the sounds of the drums, man. And them drums been beaten for years.
Mm-hmm.
We still
yes,
busy
sir.
Trying to conform to their way of living, trying to be one of them. I'm out of here, y'all. I'm hype, bro, right now.
Bruh.
Love
hey,
this
man,
dude.
Before you get out of here,
I
man,
love
listen,
this
listen,
dude.
Listen. Before you get out of here, man, we need you to promote Raw Links right now. This is your opportunity, your platform. Do what you need to do, my brother.
Hey, thank you. I'm so hyped, man. I don't even know if I could talk about it, but Raw Links. Healing gems, jewels, crystals, and stones. They're not just fashionable. They possess and they're in possession of healing properties. You can find Raw Links on Facebook under Raw Links B-Raw. Hey, right here at Facebook.com, or reach out to one of the hosts at Epiphany Radio, and they'll lead you along the way. And continue to listen to those drums, y'all. Learn the message within them. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic. Oh. Remember to take your
one
socks
love,
off.
One love, one mic, y'all. Baby, baby. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Baby, baby. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's our good brother, the CEO, for real, the poet Douglas Shaw, author Larry Maddox. Hit him up. Get you some raw links. Thank the brother. Man, J-Rob, did he just come through? Hey, let maintenance know I need a new round of mics before we go into the second hour. I need a new round of mics. Cool, you got me? Great. All right.
Hey, Vinny! We need some other mics in here. Yeah, that was for real. That was for real. Who did? Yeah, Mother Dragons was here too. Yeah, you're right. But Vin needs more microphones. Okay.
Vinny got it. He got it. He got it, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jay. Hey, man. Let's get to this real quick before we move on.
This is Tiffany. Radio,
the for real, real entertainment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Busta Rhymes, live and direct.
The real Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Mr. DSP himself, J-Rob, the wise son. How you feeling, bro?
Listen, as long as I get to sit next to some LSP, I am okay.
My man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are online and you've enjoyed what you're hearing, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Come on in. Press 1. Be a part of this. Let your voice be heard. Talk about your troubles. Come on. We doing it in poetry. I know you got some. I know you do. My brother, are we ready to keep this party going, man? Are we ready?
I am so ready. So ready. Who we got, Ben?
Next up on the mic, Jay, we got Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Good evening. What about you?
Hello?
Hello. Everybody's been so fabulous.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank you. And thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
I mean, you said everyone. I mean, now is your opportunity. You got troubles on your mind?
Yes, and this is fresh ink. So here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Hold On. Hold on. Hold on until slavery is abolished. Hold on until Jim Crow has been overturned. Hold on until you are able to read a book legally. Hold on until your women are not raped any longer. Hold on until your men are no longer tied to a log and raped by men in front of the entire public plantation of slaves and various slave masters, as those slave masters join in and take part in this demoralizing and disgusting tradition. Hold on until your children are no longer ripped away from their mother's nursing and sold off to another plantation. Hold on until you're no longer placed on the auction block naked to be treated as less than an animal. Hold on until you can vote legally in any election. Hold on until the strange fruit that hangs from tree limbs no longer bears a resemblance to your father, uncle, brother, son, or any other family member or anyone else in your community. Hold on until you're no longer two-thirds human, but a full 100% human. Hold on until you're paid for your labor. Hold on until the night no longer is filled with men in sheets with fire on their torches and hate in their hearts. Hold on until your children are no longer beaten beyond recognition, murdered in horrific fashion, and dumped into bodies of water. Hold on until you can go to college and receive a formal education. Hold on until the laws change. Hold on till the police no longer use your skin color as an excuse to kill you in cold blood. Hold on until you're safe in your own country to walk, drive, listen to music, play by a lake, to eat candy, to smoke a cigarette, to go to a store or a church. Hold on until you can be granted the very same rights and privileges as everyone that is white are given under the law. Just hold on till we get around to granting you everything we, the Caucasian race, enjoys and have been having for the past 400 years. Hold on to receive respect, justice, protection, and empowerment for the next 400 years. Why are you whining and complaining about injustice? Our horrific acts of evil, our rape and murder of your people. Why don't you go back to where you're from? Oh, yeah. We stole your ancestors from their country, brought them here in chains, and enslaved them. Oh, yeah. You're from down the street. Oh, right. We never gave your family that 1 acre and a mule, did we? I guess we will get around to it eventually. Just hold on. How long is any human being expected to hold on? Their people are raped and murdered daily. When the rights they are supposed to have are utter lies and distortions, how long are they expected to wait and pray for better days? How long are the mothers expected to cry a river of tears as they bury their sons? How long are the fathers expected to grieve their daughters' rape and murders? You sit on your white horse in a glass house and talk about how they are drug dealers, thieves, gangbangers, a bunch of evildoers who doesn't deserve any rights. Yet, when a disaster hits, who are the first people to step up to assist? Who is it when your brother needs somewhere to live, they open their houses up? Who are the people who invented so much of our conveniences? Who was it that brought civilization to the world? Who was it that brought medical procedures and medicine to the world? The answer is the black race. These people are descendants of kings and queens. And you think you are the chosen race to dominate and destroy? Monarchs don't destroy. They build and create. We should be bowing to them for all their accomplishments, their various inventions, their love and compassion when we have deserved none of it. History proves who is actually the superior race. It's the black race. Wake up. Step up. Release your racist and prejudiced views immediately. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
You really went in.
Man.
You really, really went in. And I can actually really appreciate where you took this piece, because you went on a topic tirade of pure facts. And to that point, I say thank you. This was outstanding. Poetic?
I have to agree with my co-host. As I was listening to this piece, hold on, as you indicated, as you went through all of your topics, all of your lines, and when you got, I got to be honest, when you got to talking about who's the superior race, all I can see is a black king holding a spear going into the arena to battle and fight. And fight. And it's just a reminder that we are still in an arena, except it's the arena of the world we live in. And we have to pick up a new spear and fight. So I thank you for this piece. I thank you for bringing it. I thank you for writing Fresh Ink. Well done.
My pleasure, Kings. I'm so glad you enjoyed it and appreciate it. Blessings to both of you. Continued successes. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
On dance floor, ladies and gentlemen, that is Emilia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Wow. She went in, bro.
She goes. I'm trying to tell you. She went all the way in.
Yeah, she went
all
in.
All the way in.
Without question. Without question. Man, we're gonna keep it moving, man. We're going to go from one prolific poet to a dynamic poet. I can only be talking about one of Epiphany's own. He happens to be the host of the Inspiration Factory, where I get the opportunity to co-host along with his greatness. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, man? J-Rob, what's up, bro?
What's happening, big bro? Good to hear you, man. Good to hear you.
Good to be heard. That means I'm still here.
You know, come on now.
Sadly, these days, that's not always a given anymore.
Come on now.
You're right. You're right.
Man, this show tonight.
You dig this?
Bring it. Y'all started it off. Everybody has just stayed through from this thing. It's phenomenal tonight, I'm telling you.
Well, the only thing that would make it even more phenomenal, bro, is if we could hear from Divine Inspiration as he tells us why He's got so much trouble on his mind. And let me advance step back so that you can get on down.
Well, since you put it that way, I just happen to have a key.
Nice.
Called Satan. Let my people go. Whenever you're ready.
It's on you.
Father God, before I begin this poem, I pray that I am under your protection. For the words I am about to speak will surely be met with satanic protection. Cover me, Lord, with your protective might. I will surely need it after this, both day and night. Strengthen me. Cover me. Help me, Heavenly Father, to handle whatever comes. Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, fallen angel, creator of destruction, evil and strife. I have something to say to you, and I shall, even if they cost me my life. I've got so much trouble on my mind. You see, I see your twisted, narcissistic influence in many of our Nubian males. What other reason is there for them to abandon and or neglect their blessed seed? It is also more than obvious that it is your evil that causes us to denigrate and defile our queen for a momentary need. What else your warped sense of humor could cause a generation to restore that evil, hate-filled N-word as being acceptable. My God, how the ancestors' hearts must bleed. Your attempt to limit my people's growth is also blatantly obvious by how we have liquor stores on every corner, drugs available more readily than medical care, unjust incarceration, sexual perversion, and epidemic of single-parent units. I'm not judging, for I am not God. But here, my personal war with you has begun. But I'm not coming for you alone. I'm fighting you with God's holy Son. You've placed your puppet Donald Dump in the White House for a season, and you've blinded the masses within this land, here and now, against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Take my stand. You cannot have my peace. You will not destroy my blood. I call upon the God in me to bind you, to rebuke you, and for all of your feeble attempts to destroy, it is the limitless power of the Almighty God, the blood of Jesus that I now implore. I have little concern over being marked or targeted by you. I'm covered by blood. Any attempts to harm me shall fail. For you, in essence, you're shooting duds. Find something else. Please. Find something else to satiate your thirst. For now, I think you know. You cannot have my people, Satan. Let my people go. No longer will you taint our thoughts or cloud our minds with delusions of being less than or oppressed or inferior. We are descendants. God's original man. For anything, he just may be superior. Now cease and desist in your demonic attempts to keep so many hooked on drugs or thinking there is honor living life as a thug. In the name of Jesus, I sweep you and your attempts beneath our feet and under the rug. Yes, you are quite good at what you do. You have filled many hearts with hate. Many harbor senseless bigotry. Whites hate blacks, browns hate yellow, and everyone hating red. With all your hatred infecting and festering and contaminating this world, it's a wonder we aren't already dead. But God has another plan, and there's nothing you can do about it. So you do, and you'll still fly. My people shall survive and thrive and be restored by and by. Now, don't cry. We see it clearly, and we know that you are the Prince of Lies. Your plot is exposed, and all of heaven and hell knows that to eternal torment and damnation from eternity throughout perpetuity is where you and your kind shall go. Many signs are present, heralding the world as we know it, coming to an end. Your time of dominion is almost up, and earth shall be free again. Prior to this taking place, there is one thing, one more thing, you absolutely must know. You cannot have us any longer. Now let my people go. And free us you must. In this you shall have no choice. I'm taking this to my Father in prayer. While I know you do have some power, yours is limited. For my Father is Lord over everything, and you're just merely the prince of the air. I'm petitioning my Heavenly Father to intervene in your little ploy, asking him to free us and to restore. Think you know the outcome of this, don't you? Of course you do, because he has done it to you before. When he freed the Israelites and parted the Red Sea, what he did back then for Moses was but an example of his love for humanity. These words you have also heard before, so you already know. Satan, your reign is over. Let my people go.
Yeah.
I dig that message to the devil.
Yeah, man. He definitely went all the way in there, bro. This was a... Hey, man, you know what I always say, Paul. Whenever you put something out to the devil, whenever you put him on notice, you know he's going to come back at you.
Yeah.
So you got to be ready. You got to be ready, because he's a little upset right now. He's a little upset.
Yeah.
Why, son?
Sorry.
I dug this piece. That's why I was like, he gave the devil a message. Stop playing, because I'm not. I dug this piece from top to bottom.
And I want to thank you for coming on the Get Down, sharing this, because having you here is a treat.
Huh.
It's an absolute treat. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, that's my honor. I'm going to try to do better. I'm trying to clear up the things where I have more ability.
Hey, man, we all family. It's all good. It's all good. We all family.
Right. Right. That's right. Now, my brother, before we get you over to the Get Down Task Floor, let everybody know what you got going on the Epiphany Radio Network.
But this coming Sunday, it's about, our theme is, and I want you to bring your question, what is it you would like to say to God? Then, just so, what's your key, just a little bit, soon to come to the Inspiration Factory is going to be, in addition to the Inspiration Factory, is a segment called Cooking with God, or Cooking with Christ. And that's all I'm going to tell you for now. And as we progress, those who are bringing it to fruition. Start the light now. Look forward to the fight. That's Eric Sunday night, 9 o'clock. You know the number. You know the time. With the exception of last Sunday of each month, if it's each Sunday, and that's about it. Thank you for the platform and the opportunity, gentlemen.
Thank you, brother. All right, now get on over to that Get Down dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, I might have to go do a little hufflepuff over there. Hey, one love, one mic. God bless
you, brother. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson. Catch him this Sunday and every Sunday in the Inspiration Factory. Next up on the mic, Wise Son, we've got our East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
I am blessed, man, and I am highly favored. Man, the poetry I've heard from Southern Lawrence all the way up, it's been explosive. I mean, I'm enjoying it. You know, it's my kind of topic. I mean, I may not be as good with everything else, but revolution is something that really touches me.
I'm glad for that.
Absolutely, well, brother.
Since we're on the topic per se, brother, since we're on the topic per se, I'm going to need you to do me a favor. I'm going to need you to do me a Van a favor, but I got to get Van out the way because when you show up, you want to do go-go, and I'm move. Come on, stop. Hey, listen, Mr. Charismatic, need a favor. I'm of the opinion that you got so much trouble on your mind, Van, and I would love for you to step to the mic and get on down and tell them why.
Okay. The name of this piece is called, I will call this poem United Snakes of America. And spelling America, A-M-E-R-I-K-K. My people, we have came too far today to let the evil of injustice prevail. No, there is no turning back, my people. We cannot have the slave mind. No, we must erase that. The young brother, Jalen Walker, shot times. While white folks can do mass shootings and kill innocent black people, and yet they're treated like, are you okay? No. No, we can't have that. No, we cannot have that. No, we've gone too far. We've gone from the lynching, and it's still lynching us. I ask this question. We can't be a slave. We can't be in these chains. Sometimes we have to give the language back, which means attack. When they keep attacking us, when Philando Castile was shot right in front of his daughter, right in front of his woman, his mom cried. Justice was denied. George Floyd cried for his mother, cried and cried and said, Mama, Mama, the angels coming down to try to go ahead and get rid of that devil, those devils that watch a black man die, the spilling of the blood, the talking about Emmett Till, if justice be prevailed, we will. I am speaking about the injustice by United Snakes of America. I'd be like Malcolm X, saying that enemy brought us over here. I'd be like Dr. King. Why are we fighting a war when the war is against us? We're still fighting a war. So I pump my fist like Fran Hampton. You may thought that you killed the revolution, but you can't kill a revolution. We are coming here for justice. We're not asking, we're taking it. You may pit people with badges ready to kill us, but we are coming hard because the last will be first and the first will be last. And we will prevail. And United States, United Snakes of America. Miss Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Ancient Tick is in the Marlin Viper and Drop. Sorry.
You okay, bro?
Yeah, I've just got a little cough. That's it.
No problem. I love this piece. I love this piece because of the topic and the subject matter that you took this. So because of that and how you put it together, I know you're the freestyle assassin. Still, all in all, this is actually a very dynamic piece. I love what you did with it. Thank you. Poetic.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I knew this was in his wheelhouse. I knew how he was going to come. I expected no less from Mr. Automatic Charismatic on this type of topic. This is what he do. Good job, bro. Excellent job.
Hey, thank you, brothers. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I'm working on my invention. I am a black inventor. And I have my invention patent, formula 91382. So, with the guidance of the ancestors, I'm bringing something for people who want to study for tests. 140 ways I could break down a word or I could break down a number. And I want to teach the world that. I'm saying the world. And I want to be as great like Rambo T. Woods, Louis Latimer, you know, all the great, great black inventors.
That's what's up, bro.
Okay.
Good job. Good job. Congratulations. We're going to go ahead and get you on over.
Thank you very much.
So we can keep this party moving. We got some more poets that got something to say. So get on that dance floor, man. DJ already said.
Right, fight the power.
Go. Fight the power.
Fight the power. You got to fight the power, that be. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. He bringing out that public enemy. Fight the power with that beat. But he never. All right, we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have essentially Janice. Welcome to the Get Down. How are you?
Hey, good evening, Poetic and J-Rob, the wise man. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm a heck of a lot better right now. How you doing?
I'm hanging in. I actually unmuted ahead of time, too, because y'all know I usually be fumbling, swiping across apps, and I got to find my unmute button. But, yeah, I'm hanging
good.
In there. There
good.
Have been
glad
some powerful, powerful pieces shared. Everybody's been bringing it.
It's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I was like, This has been really, really nice, and a
really
pleasant
nice.
Surprise as to how far people are willing to stretch their pen.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Our piece is a little short,
Poetic.
But
so
do what you do. Go ahead, Poetic. Right.
So in the essence of stretching your pen, you see what I did there. Okay, yeah. You got troubles on your mind?
I do.
Well, let us move out the way and let you release. Go ahead and get on down.
The title of this is The Audacity of Once Tangible Property. I don't want to be here. Positioned slightly off-center on this stage, visibly uncomfortable, knowing it's preferable for me to twirl now, reveal these varied, beautiful scars, breathe life into choreographed steps while ignoring those empty nods to resilience, those whispered prompts to thrive in spite of I missed my mark. At times, intentionally so, knowing my potential belongs to me alone. And when shared as intended with the beauty of free-spirited movements, we are then gifted with the audacity of once tangible property. Now, unsettled and being relegated again to a vessel of future words, still reflecting intrinsic value in spite of this need to synchronize us, to corral us so as to breed, as God intended, right? We're all made in his image, but only half of us are in need of legislation. This progressive nation, so inherently regressive, I missed my mark. This time, aggressively so, knowing that my power belongs to me and me alone. Essentially, Johnny.
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead, Wasson. Go ahead, Wasson.
Tell him what gets on your nerve, girl. And you tell him why you're mad. It belongs to you. You let them know.
Exactly
you let
where
them
I was
know.
Going. Bruh.
You let them know. God damn it. You
Ooh.
Let them know. I love this piece.
Appreciate
you. Mm. Poetic.
Yo, I love this piece too. And that close. Letting them know that the power belongs to me? That screams
that
affirmations. That screams self-love. That screams, I ain't taking your shit.
That part right there.
Well written.
Mm.
Well delivered. Can't wait for the video that's going to follow. Wink, wink, hint, hint. Great piece.
Wink, wink, wink.
You know I have it ready.
I love it. But thank you so much for coming through. I know you got a little bit more time left in you because the dance floor is screaming your name. It's waiting for you to get out there.
Absolutely. I'm on my way.
All right.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Wow, pure power in her peace, Jay. Pure power in her peace. My God. Whew. You ready, bro? Are you ready? Because this
night
is just blazing.
I need
new mics, Jay. I need new mics. Can you let the maintenance man know to get us some new mics?
Hold on, Vin. Hey, Vinny! Yeah, I know he did. He just needs a couple. What's the other mics are smoking, Vinny? Go in the back. Go in the back. There should be like six more. I don't know what Van is doing. Why are you asking me? Just bring the mics. Come on. Just bring the mics. I know you're going to tell the union. I know you're going to tell the union. Thank you. Thank you for bringing the mics, man. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Vinny is... We have some microphones, and now he wants to bring the union in. I'm like, come on, stop.
It's just microphones, Vinny. It's just microphones. Jeez. All right. Let's get a fresh mic for our brother J-Rob back again. Our BMF mode, brother Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, yo. Thanks for having me, brothers. How y'all doing?
Doing
tonight's
good.
Tonight's a great
thank
night, big bro.
Here,
yo. Hey, man. It's been, I don't even know how y'all still around, man. I don't even know how this thing is, because I just heard nothing but fire since I've been on. So, you know, I know this is wireless, but, man, if these were actual cable cords, man, everything would have been burned up.
I'm trying to tell you.
Absolutely,
I'm
bro.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, sir.
I got, man, I had to go outside to see if the revolution was here.
My man.
Hey,
my
they bring it like that. They bring it like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's, hey, man, I like, hey, standing ovation for everybody that got up, man, and spit those bars, man. That's, man, that's what it's about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Appreciate you,
about.
Brother.
So, you know, hey, man, since the revolution is here, man, I might as well jump on right on in with the revolution. That's how I see it.
You need to stop playing. Come on and jump right in. Because your voice is necessary and your voice is needed.
Definitely.
Hey, man. Hey, let's do it. Hey, man, we going to, hey, you know, we going to take it back to, like, Public Enemy. You know what I mean? You know, we got the boots on, man, and we outside marching. That's what we doing right now.
My man. Yes, sir.
I'm with you on that.
The S1's will. Let's go. J-Rob, get this man to the mic. We got a fresh mic for you, too, bro.
Hey, fresh mic. Jay.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Yes, sir.
If you anything like what me and Ben have been talking about all night, I know you got some trouble on your mind. So we are going to step away from the microphone and let you do what you do when you do what you do and get on down.
Let's get it. Let's take it back Black Panther style, you know, black-like. You see, I'm black-like when I woke up, black toothpaste on my toothbrush. Black-like when I got dressed, it was all black everything. Black-like lift up every voice and sing. I'm black like my ancestors' wisdom. Black like Underground Railroad when Master was trying to get us. Black like the color section. Black like how they treated Obama when he first got elected. Black like Black Lives Matter. Black like why do I even have to tell you my life matter? Black like, hey, that's my jam when it comes on. Black like I had to be in the house before the streetlights came on. Black like shut up when grown folks is talking. Black like my mama would slap the black off you. Black like the community you tried to take from us. Black like the love that you can never take from us. Black like I'll be there in 5 minutes. Black like 5 minutes is really more like 20. Black like excellent. Black like African incense. Black like my face when you say something to me that don't make sense. Black like nigga, what the fuck you mean? Black like I'm militant. Black like I don't give a shit. Black like you step out of line and watch what you gonna get. Black like Malcolm. Black like Martin. Black like Killmonger. Black like Panther. Black like Charlie Murphy. Black like Laughter. Black like my people when the police is out. I'm black like NWA, so fuck 'em. I'm black like my cousin and them. Black like Cadillac. Black like Curtis Mayfield with a diamond in the back. Sun rooftop, dig in the scene with the gangster lean. Ooh, and I'm out.
Yo.
My man.
Yo. Yo. Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm black like that, too. I'm black like that, too. Hey, man, this piece was fire, bro. This piece was fire, man. I loved every line, every part of it. You know, just a pleasant reminder, man, why it feels so good to be black. I'm telling y'all, it feels good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, that melanin is a beautiful thing, brother.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
And y'all better embrace y'all beautiful selves. Come on now.
Hey, hey, Jay, that's why, I put that piece up there called What's Black Love?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was definitely feeling that one, man. Hey, man, I don't know if you had, like, gasoline in your pen or what, man, but you, hey, those were flames. That was a flamethrower right there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, big bro. Thank you.
You know. All right, man, I just had, you know, sometimes, man, you read a piece, man, you just have to, like, I really just had to put the phone down. I was like, man, he didn't just do that. You know, y'all have those pieces, man. Sometimes y'all put them pieces down, and I'm like, damn, I'm so envious because I wish I had wrote that.
See? Told you, man. I told you.
Yeah,
see?
Man. Yeah, man. Jay, he's definitely our brother. He's definitely our brother, Jay.
Yes.
No question. No
yes.
question.
y'all definitely be putting those pieces out there. And hey, man, like I say, man, iron sharpens iron, man. I've gotten a
yes,
little
sir.
Better. I've gotten a little slicker. I've gotten a little bit more cunning. My wordplay is a lot better, man, just being in you guys' presence, man. And, like I said, I appreciate it and thank you.
Oh, man,
hey,
we
bro,
appreciate
that's a
you
shared respect.
More than you know, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jay Rob, let my brother know how you felt about his piece, man. Let him know about how you felt about his piece, man. We're not going to skip over that.
Nah. This cat here just brought something through that I wanted to hear. Because I know what Jay brings to the table when he's bringing that microphone news. And, bruh, you did the damn thing. And in doing the damn thing, hey, listen, there's oftentimes I appreciate poets, and there's other times when I'm damn glad to have some poets in company. And, bro, when I hear you spit like this, I'm very, very happy to be in company with you, poetically speaking. Salute to you and your pen. Salute to you and your pen.
Hey, Vine, like I said, bro, what I tell you earlier, man, hey, for those who have watered, man, let them be watered. And, man, I accept it graciously and humbly. You know, like I said, man, you guys' input, you guys' word mean a lot to me. So, hey, humbly, thank you.
And vice versa.
Right back
and
at
vice
you,
versa.
Right back at you.
Trust and believe, and vice versa. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't want to take up everybody's time. I know y'all probably got some more dope artists out there, man, ready to light it up, man. Hey, put that flame to it. Scorch the earth, man. Hey, I'm a fan of everybody that came through today.
Appreciate you, good brother.
Hey,
we're a fan
you
of yours, too.
Yes, sir. Absolute fan. So thank you for blessing us tonight, bro.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, anytime I can break loose, man, you can count on me. I'm there.
My man.
All right, good brother. We're going to hold you to that. We got an idea I ain't even shared with my brother yet, but we're going to hold you to that. Rest assured, we're going to hold you to that.
Oh, yes.
I already know. I know if it's coming from
you.
Me,
know
so
how big
be...
You know how big it is.
Man, hey, Van is like, I'm going to tell you what both of y'all do that I love, and it's funny. Because y'all like sharks, man. Y'all like piranhas, man. Y'all sit around, and then when that right moment hit, man, that's when y'all bite. And I'll be like, oh.
Bang.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. And Van
but like
is,
any
man,
good shark. But like any good shark, we got to circle the water to make sure it is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I see it, man. I sit back and like, ooh, they didn't just do that, did they? You know, some things are unfair, and I'm just going to say that to, you know, people that write. These brothers ain't fair, and that's an understatement. it's some shit in life that just ain't fair. When you guys decide to put y'all pens down, man, it ain't fair. And, you know, y'all give us a break when y'all circling the waters, but we know it's coming.
This guy here, Van.
My man.
We got some plans.
Don't worry about it. We got some plans. Don't worry about it. You'll see.
Hey, hit me up. Y'all know how to get me.
You
without
know
question.
All right, good
y'all
brother.
Be easy, man. Have a good night.
You too, man. One love.
You too,
one
family.
Night.
Have a great night.
All right, for sure.
Man, love that brother, man. He's genuine. You know, it's something about brothers that's so genuine, man. And that's a genuine brother. Man.
Van, having brothers like that in our circle says a whole lot about the poetry community. And
yes, sir.
It's just an absolute pleasure to have brothers like that in the circle who do
indeed
what they do.
Indeed. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you are still hearing the sound of our voices, congratulations. You made it into the overtime hour. So those that were listening in online, they probably got cut off because they were listening online and didn't dial in. But it's okay. They can listen to the playback to get the rest of the show. But we're going to bring on... Jay, is it okay if we bring some wetness with some trouble on her mind? Is that all right?
Wetness? Did you say wetness?
I did.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Excellent.
Why are we playing?
Okay. Next on the mic is Rain.
Hey, Mr. Casanova. Hey, beloved. What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Rain.
I know who Casanova is.
ladies and gentlemen,
I feel like I can hear the blush. The blush coming through the phone.
You're right. Because J Rob know he's Casanova. Thank you for calling me, beloved. Hey, beloved.
To all that moniker. I have to be honest with you, Ben. I am not Joe Casanova.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Me and Romeo ain't never been friends.
Wow.
No, he didn't.
He ain't got no sense.
Oh, man.
That was perfect,
bro.
I don't even have a rebuttal.
It was perfect.
That was perfect.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Whew. How you doing tonight, Rain?
You know what? I am doing pretty good. I can't complain. Don't do no good if I did. You know? It's been a good week, so I feel pretty good.
Absolutely, but check this out. You actually came to the right place because we're talking about troubles on your mind, and you know, I think that's appropriate to air out a complaint. Jay, what do you think?
Oh no,
you know, when pretty women go to the complaint booth and says, I have a complaint against Casanova, I'm 100% with him.
Okay.
But you know what? I don't really have complaints, though. So, like, you know, sometimes life just be lifing, you know. So life just be lifing, you know, no one thing or one person. Just life be lifing sometimes.
Gotcha.
I did go in my archive and found something that I don't even remember writing, so
ooh,
I figured y'all had
ooh
heard it.
She went in the archives.
She went in the archives. Ooh.
I wrote it last year, and I don't remember writing it, so I know y'all are tired. I do have some stuff that I'm in the middle of writing, so hopefully I'll have some new stuff soon.
How are we tired?
Right, how are we tired?
I mean, maybe I feel like you should be tired. Because I'm tired of them.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, there's many times you can
hold
hear
on,
something,
hold on.
Right?
Hold on. In the in the voice of young a guy I know by the name of the Texas Rattlesnake.
Oh wow! You took it to wrestling. Isn't that wrestling?
Is that wrestling?
Oh,
it is.
Listen, I don't know anybody after like 2005. So after that, I don't know nobody.
Well, that was Stone Cold Steve Austin, my dear. Stone.
Oh, was it?
Stone.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't know him by that nickname that you gave him.
Yeah, so that's his other name, the Texas Rattlesnake.
I didn't know that. Okay, well, I consider myself schooled.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear you drench the mic as only you can. So
okay.
We want you to go ahead and get on down.
All right, thank you. Give me one. The title of this piece is Had My Way. If I had my way, I'd rewind time just this once. Take it back to the beginning. Let down my guard and let you in. Let you see the innermost parts of me. See, few have taken the time. Because honestly, few have truly seen me. But you did, didn't you? Even though I didn't want to admit it, you saw beyond rain, saw past my pain, you saw me. Saw me in ways I didn't even see myself yet. Now I find myself imagining your touch would feel like healing. That your mind would continuously feed me as she said. The universe knows I am ardent. Your words would affirm me, lift me, gift me, intrigue me, leave me breathless, incite me to surrender, and I would to you. Your eyes would take me on a journey, and I'll stay ready for the ride and oblige when you take the long detour to show me the surprise you have in store for me. Did you know I love surprises? Your smile would reassure me, wipe away my doubts, and remind me how there isn't anything more important to you than this. Your lips, soft, insistent, would devour my hesitation like, you know that's how I like it. Perhaps you'd muse me, give my pen reason to move, because right now this well is dry. And with a name like rain, that's a shameful confession to make. Tell me. How can I find myself in your embrace? I just want my soul to be revived and feel alive again. Look, I don't know who you are, but I'm certain that you exist. Our paths must have crossed somewhere between then and now, right? But how can I find you? Better yet, can you just find me? I promise I have a heart full of love, and if you have the time, I have a fascinating mind worth exploring. I live in a perpetual state of peace, so you can create a safe space. So if you create a safe space for me to be me, you can rest here too. I'll provide refuge. I'm a creative. I'm ambitious and thoughtful, though I admit most really only get to see and hear rain. She's the one with the voice, unafraid to speak her mind, but me, I kind of stay tucked away. I don't do so well on the stage, and, well, I don't come easy, but anything worth having, Greg does, right? If I had my way, I'd find myself falling for you, and you'd be there to catch me. I'd let down my guard, tear down my wall, and find myself trusting you. I'd never expect you to read my mind, but please listen when I speak. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Trusting me is necessary. I drink your words from your lips, enthusiastically taste your dreams, confessions, concerns, and affirmations. Our kiss would be an exchange, and it would be one of the many ways we would speak life into one another. I could go on and on, tell you about all the ways we could play. Let me just say, it would be much more fun if we could talk about that off the page. So how about you find me, and we can both have our way. That's right.
Jesus. Why, son?
I'm trying to think of the proper verb to use or sets of adjectives besides damn. This is a perfect example of why I am a fan of your material. When you juggle metaphors the way you do like this, I'm like, this is your wheelhouse. This is what makes me a fan of yours. And I truly, truly, truly appreciate how you do stuff like this. And this is something that's in the archives that you did remember.
Right.
I'm gonna
yeah, I don't remember writing it.
You don't even remember doing that, did you?
Mm-mm. I don't remember that piece. As a matter of fact, I didn't even fully read it. I just knew it didn't sound familiar, so I just grabbed it. And I was, I guess, rediscovering it as I was delivering it. So.
and let me guess, you wrote that to a Casanova, didn't you?
No, that's not about, that was about somebody I don't know.
I'm straight
kidding. I'm just saying. Oh, I mean, it could have been a Casanova. You never know. Maybe we should talk to a Casanova and find out.
The appropriate
what?
Song, Wise Son, if you want to be picking songs, would have been Baby, Hold On to Me. You should have
oh, come on
job.
Now. That's my jam right there.
But.
No.
Let me talk about your piece.
But thank you. Thank you, beloved. I appreciate you.
You are most welcome.
He better find you so that y'all can talk about this, so that y'all can both have your ways. Because this was a beautiful piece. It was so sensual. And I was just like, man, like, this is good. This is really good. And the metaphors, like Jay Roberts said, the way that she was using your words throughout this piece, this is a beautiful piece. And I can't believe that you don't remember writing something like this. This was dope.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, she wrote this to Van Wynn? Oh, okay. Okay.
Van know better.
That's
Van over there. Don't make me go to Van's page and start quoting him. Because, you know, he's been on one lately.
I have.
Mm-hmm. I know you have.
But this
I called
was, this
you
was
out on it. And you concurred.
I did.
Thank you.
And I'm not done.
I know.
I'm not done.
I know you're not.
Not done. But.
I know.
Amazing.
See,
right.
Rain can tell when that LSP is in effect. You like he's been on one. Mm-hmm. Love, sex,
listen.
And
if I call you out, I called him out, and he did not deny.
He knows it.
It came. I was like, hold on. I was like, after one, I was like, there's two. They go three. I said, oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to deny what comes from the mind of poetic at all.
Mm-hmm.
But some people have picked up on it because it's actually doing what it's actually supposed and it's intended to do. So I love it. That's why it's going to continue. So,
okay.
But Rain.
See, I don't have that kind of skill set. I'm just writing stuff.
You know what? I saw you posted a piece. I haven't been to read it yet, but I know you are just showing out.
I'm not listening to him.
What?
He got that black love piece that's blowing up, almost breaking the internet. That,
mm-hmm.
Don't pay no attention to J-Rap. No attention to J-Rap.
You
knows I'm a fan.
You sit on a bed of lies, young man.
Bruh.
A bed of lies.
Bruh. Look, lightning
do
strike
now,
y'all,
capping?
So please step away from that. Right,
don't they
capping.
Call that capping these days?
Stop. My kids would say, stop the cap. Stop the cap.
I've been
lying. This was it. This is an amazing piece. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you. I really just called in to talk to y'all.
Oh.
So thank you. Oh, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh, it's
you've been shucking
right,
the job and staying away from the get down.
We
owe you money or something.
We missed you in a certain place, you know.
Actually was there. I was there for like 4 hours.
Right.
Then you wasn't there.
Then I wasn't there.
If you was there for 4 hours, then you wasn't there.
Right.
I came and I left, but I was there in spirit.
Yeah,
okay.
See,
y'all look like y'all had an amazing time.
They always come in spirit when you and I show up, babe. But if you and I wasn't there, they'd have stayed the whole weekend, stayed a coffee, stayed
at food. The whole show, you missed the whole event. You missed it.
They would have catered some food. They'd have came with
life
fire trucks
and
trampolines and trapeze artists and stripper poles. But no, you and I saw it, and it was like, nah.
I've been watching P-Valley lately. I feel like I could get on a pole now. You know, I've been watching P-Valley like I could get on a pole.
I know it would be a tragic ending. Stop.
Excuse me. Hold on for one minute. Yeah, ma'am. Can you give me like 501s? Yeah, all ones. Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
But
great.
Listen,
thank you. Yeah, I want that. I want that out of the savings, not the checking. Get that out of the savings. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I know that's right. Come on, baller. If life had not been lifing and I didn't need to get back home, I would have stayed. But life had been lifing, and life has been lifing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I had life to tend to. So I am deeply sorry that I missed you, gentlemen.
November, ATL. Something's in my throat.
We'll see. I mean, if it's an ATL, I'm always going to be an ATL, but it depends on when in November because I'm going to Cancun.
November 17th. Excuse me.
I don't know if I'll be able to swing that because 10 days later I'll be headed to, less than a week later I'll be headed to Cancun, so I'm not sure I can make that either.
Okay. All right.
But I'll see what
I can
do.
Hold on, Van, were you asking her to come? Is that what I'm hearing over the air? That you were asking her to come? Or were you mentioning it?
She knew. I was just making sure she knew the dates and where it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you were asking her to show up.
That's not what he just coughed
J-Rob,
out the date.
J-Rob, asking would go something. Asking would go something like this. Rain, if you're available, there's an event happening in ATL, November the 17th weekend. So if you're free, maybe you should come on through. That's what asking sounds like, J-Rob.
Oh, that's what it is.
And J-Rob, if he was asking, he'd have been like, can you come to Atlanta on November 17th and rain all night?
There are
various ways in which.
Various ways. Yeah.
Wow.
Agreed.
Wow. There's levels of this, huh?
There are levels to everything.
All right.
I heard that.
We're
gonna
get
off this mic. Y'all got people. Yes, please.
Yeah, we're gonna get you on over to the Get Down dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Yeah, you stick around. Vin got other questions for you. I want to listen.
Oh, hush. Good night,
one
gentlemen.
Love, one mic.
Good night, beloved. One love, one mic.
Very good night. No, you have a good night. No, you have a good night.
I can't. Mute me. Mute my light.
J-Rob in here starting stuff. He want people to be doing like this. We supposed to be having a conscious show, J. Robert. We can't be doing this, okay? Okay.
Hey. Who shows up for 4 hours knowing that you and I are coming?
You're right. But she said that life.
You show up for 4 hours.
She had to get back home. You know.
Everybody be licensed. But then, how often are you and I in the same building for the audience?
True.
How often? So, and I get it. Life, amen. Life is what it is. And when we license because we license. You know?
Right.
We license.
Right. Oh, man, what an
now,
amazing
I had a smoother way to ask, but I'm going to save that for the next time.
Tell me more.
Well, you didn't connect. She left, so I can't do what you were supposed to do. So, you know, I have to wait till next time.
Hold it. Uh-uh. Rain. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, Mo. I'm here.
Hi,
Mo.
Okay. J-Rob has something that he'd like to ask. Go ahead, J-Rob.
You know, I was telling Van that go ahead. You know how sometimes you want to ask somebody something, but you don't ask them, but you kind of ask them without asking them?
I'm listening.
See, the smooth way would have been, hey, Rain, check this out. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot on your plate, but dig this. I'm going to need you to set aside some time to come check me at ATL. I got something to show you.
I'm just choked on my dinner. that's one way. you got me, beloved. You got me.
I'm just saying.
That was smooth. That was smooth. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That was good. I'm just
too.
Saying.
Nah. Everybody knows your voice compared to mine, sir. Everyone
so,
knows.
J-Rob, is that what you're saying? Are you just saying that, or are you saying that?
I was saying that because when I'm saying it, I'm saying it with a whole lot of something extra. Like when you ask them to hold the pickles but add that mayonnaise and put that little mustard on it, I'm that mustard that you want to put on that type of a sandwich. I'm an ask you. So I'm saying
you see how he danced around my question? You see how he danced around my question, Dan?
I always float like a butterfly.
Don't be trying to finesse me.
But I answered the question, though, baby. I already told you what it is. You asking what it was. But I told you what it will be. The question is, are you already there? But don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Well, I don't know about all that.
We're going to go ahead and send you back to the dance. I'm sorry I had to pull you back so soon.
I'm ready. It's all right. It's all right.
But hey, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ray.
Yes.
I'm going to see you in ATF. Stop playing.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night. J-Rap, you something else. Boy, you something else. So,
Everything was going good until you started laughing, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the Epiphany Radio lineup so that you know what's going on in the Epiphany Radio universe. Tomorrow night, join Anonymity and La Perla Negra for Iron Sharpens Iron. That's going to be at 10 o'clock and not 9 o'clock. Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with Rob, the Djembe poet, Mauro, and La Perla Negra. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. And then J-Rob and myself will be right back here next week for another edition of The Get Down. So, there you have it. We're going to end the show with last words, starting with my brother, J-Rob the Wise Son.
Hey, man, check this out. We have a straight-up blast doing the show. And every week, we're asking poets to challenge themselves, stretch their pens a little bit, come through and show us why poetry means so much to you. And when they do what they did tonight, man, it reaffirms how much I love this genre, how much I respect the art, and why I love to get down, and why I salute and I love you, my brother, because you and I have these long conversations about what we're going to do next, and the next thing you know, we got this. So, man, I want to thank you for this. Thank the poets. This was absolutely awesome. I dig the creativity that came through. And, hey, man, I can't wait to see what we can come up with for next week. Straight love, you boy. Salute.
I love you too, good brother. And I echo your sentiments, man. This is, hey, man, I leave every show feeling great. Because the poets have come through and they have actually inspired me to continue doing what I'm doing, and that's writing, doing poetry. And the poets are amazing. The topics are amazing. And I can't do the show without you, bro. Y'all had no idea how many times I tried to do the show without this brother. You had no idea. The poetry guys is like, oh, hell no. You can't do this show without J-Rob. What's wrong with you, bro? I was like, eh, all right, okay, my bad, I apologize. But in all seriousness, bro, hey, man, I love you, man. I appreciate you for being not just a co-host, man, but a friend, a brother. Y'all had no idea. I really think that he's my twin. Y'all just had no idea. You had no idea. But thank you, bro. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for being here. Thank you for always pushing my pen as well. When we do these topics, because we talk about the poets pushing their pens, but these topics help push our pens as well. So I salute you, my brother.
Indeed. Indeed.
To,
absolutely.
Thank you, bro. To the Epiphany family, the callers, the hosts, the poets. Man, listen, without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. Without you, we would not be here. Without you, it would just be two guys talking on the mic, doing what they do. But you come here night after night, week after week, take 2 hours, almost 3 hours out of your day to enjoy some good poetry, some good commentary, and more importantly, check out from social media, check out from the world for just a few moments to hang out with us. Now, yeah, we do a lot of stuff in social media in terms of the event page and so forth, but that's for your enjoyment. So we thank you. We appreciate you. We do not take your time for granted. Join us tomorrow night. Can't wait to see you there. I believe I'll be on the road. As a matter of fact, I know I'll be on the road, so I'll just be listening in. But one love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off, and we will see you tomorrow night. But the Get Down, we'll see you next week. One love, one mic, peace. And always remember, take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Good night, y'all.